إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والاه بعد. My brothers and sisters, we have mentioned this quote of Hassan al-Basri rahmatullah alayhi many times, where somebody asked him the reason for the tranquility and peacefulness of his life, and they said to him that how is it that you seem to have no worries and you are always at peace. Hassan al-Basri rahmatullah alayhi is known as the Sayyid al-Tabi'in, he's as the leader of the Tabi'in, as the best of them, inshallah, Musta'an. He was a student of Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radhiyallahu anhu. So, one of the greatest scholars of this Ummah. So, he replied when they asked him, how is it that you have a life which is so peaceful and calm and free from worries, tranquil? So he said that there are four things that I do. First thing he said is that I do not worry about my sustenance because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken the responsibility for it. He said, what has been written for me, nobody can take. And what is not written for me, nobody can give me. So I am not concerned about that. Number one. Number two, he said that I worry about that for which Allah created me. And that is the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ قَالَ جَلَّ وَعَلَىٰ. So therefore, he said that Allah created me for His worship. So I engage myself with that because I know that nobody else can do that for me. What is farz on me is farz on me. I cannot pray Salatul Fajr for somebody else. Somebody else cannot pray Salatul Fajr for me. My Fajr is farz on me. That person's Fajr is farz on them. So he said, this is the second thing. Third thing he said is that I know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking at me. We read the ayat in Suratul Mulk in the morning. وَأَسِرُّ قَوْلَكُمْ وَبِشَرُّ بِهِ إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that whether you say something silently, quietly, secretly, or you say it openly and loudly, it doesn't matter, Allah knows it. Then Allah even knows what is inside your heart. So Hasan Basri rahmatullahi said that I am ashamed of committing sin because I know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me, real time. And the fourth thing he said is that he said, I know that I will have to die. And so I spend my time trying to prepare for that day, the day when I die. So, four pieces of advice. Now if you think about this, and the purpose of all of these quotes of our Salafus Salihin is not simply to listen to the quote and say, you know, oh, mashallah, wah, wah. But to reflect and think about this, because this is the essence of wisdom. Essence of wisdom, this is the essence of their own zuhud over many, many years, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened their hearts and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the wisdom to think correctly. So four things he said. One is that he said, I am not concerned about my sustenance because Allah has guaranteed that. Now, obvious question is, therefore, do you work, do you not work? Did he work, did he not work? He worked. So, if Allah has guaranteed my sustenance, then why should I work? Because that is the means through which Allah has guaranteed your sustenance. It does not mean that Allah cannot give you if you do not work. Allah can give you, Allah will give you. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, for example, if somebody says, I am responsible for you, all, by example, we can even see in real life, you know, all of us at some point in time, we have worked for some company or the other. So effectively, what is the company saying? The company is saying that I will give you a salary if you do my work. And then the company says, in order to receive this salary, open a bank account. So now you don't open the bank account. So end of the month, There is no salary. Right? And somebody says, well, they say, now I have no money. So he says, why don't you have money? Because my company said they are going to credit the bank account, which is what they do with all the employees. But I have not opened an account. He says, why have you not opened an account? No, if the company wants, they can pay me. Now, there is no doubt about this fact. If the company wants, they can pay you. But the same company which is supposed to pay you, which promised to pay you, also showed you a way in which to receive this payment. Yeah? The managing director of the company or the owner of the company can come to your house with a cover with notes in it and give it to you. That nobody says that this is impossible, that it cannot be done. But it will not be done because that is not the policy of the company. So if you say that I will not open a bank account, then at some point in time the company will say, well, then in that case, please go and find some other employer, because this is not, you are not going to get money. We cannot change a whole policy for you, one individual. On the other hand, you might have a situation where in that company, for a person, for some reason, the company actually changes the policy, which is possible. Policy is made by the company, so they change it if they want to change it. But you can't force them to change it. So therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also showed us in our history, and which He mentioned for us to take heed in the Quran, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made certain rules. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the case of certain people, has changed those rules for those people. Maryam alayhi salam did not go to a store to buy the fruits that were in her house. She did not have an orchard from which she plucked them. And when Zakariya alayhi salam came and said, Ya Maryamu anna laki hadha, O Maryam, where did you get this from? She said, Minallahi ta'ala. He said, this is from my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu, Yarzuhu man yasha bi ghayri hisab, he gives to whoever he wants without accounting. But that is proof of the khudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give to who He wants without asking. It does not mean that if you want to eat an apple, you can. It is enough to simply sit and make dua for it. If Allah wills, then this apple will come to you, if without making dua also, or after you have made dua. But the rule is that if you want an apple, you have to go find the apple. Right? So this is the rule. So therefore, yes, we do work, but when you say, I am not concerned, it does not mean I will not work. It means I will not dissolve myself in worry. I will not stress myself out. I will not do things which are haram. I will not do things which are doubtful. I will not go out of my way to do things which I really should not be doing. Justifying it by saying, oh, otherwise my dukan will not run, my house will not run. I will not sell alcohol in my shop on the pretext that unless I sell alcohol, this restaurant cannot run. And then I find one jugaad around it to say that, you know, I am allowing somebody else to come and sell alcohol in my shop, and that is that person's business. Even though the shop I own, the place I own, everything I own, this person is running that alcohol business in my shop, and this is attracting customers to my shop. Right, I am not taking any income from that person. Whatever jugaad you want to do, the idea is that end of the day, you are permitting alcohol to be sold in your premises. Whether you take any money from it or you don't take any money from it, you are benefiting from it, because according to you only, people are coming to your shop because this alcohol store is there, or this bar is there, or this whatever it is there. Right, so how are you going to escape the accounting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's as simple as that. So how is your income from this store halal? No matter which mufti gives you what fatwa. Because I know these people who are doing these things, they have got fatwas to say that this is jais. Wallahu alam. As far as I am concerned, it is not jais, it is haram. And you are trying to fool Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Na'udhu billah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned people like this. And He said that وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, among the people there are those who say they are mu'min, who say they are Muslim, who say they believe in the Day of Judgment, but Allah is giving a guarantee and a certificate to them. And Allah says, but they are not Muslim. Doma hum bi mu'minin. They are not mu'minin. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying these people who claim to be Muslims and who claim to have faith in the day of judgment are actually not Muslims. Then what are they? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they try to fool Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they try to fool the believers, but they fool nobody except themselves. وَمَا يَغْضَوْنَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. And even that they are not aware. The fact that they are trying to fool themselves also they don't know. And why is this? فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ. Because in their heart there is a disease. فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase this disease. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ. And for them there is a dreadful punishment on the day of judgment because they are liars. I am saying this because people today, Muslims, have got into this issue or into this business of fatwa shopping. And may Allah protect us from ourselves and protect us from these scholars for dollars who give these fatwas, where they make halal into haram and they make haram into halal, where they say that having your income, certain percentage of your income haram is okay, where they say that to do some things which are haram while doing some other things which are halal, this mixture of jais and najais is all right. There are people who are giving these fatwas. May Allah protect us from them. And there are other people who are asking for these fatwas and who believe these fatwas. And this is where the whole issue comes, where we think we are clever, but on the day of judgment, when they will be asked, أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ نَذِيرٌ قَالُوا بَلَا قَدْ جَاءَنَا نَذِيرٌ فَكَذَّبْنَا وَقُلْنَا مَا نَزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا فِي ضَلَالٍ كَبِيرٍ. They will be asked, did nobody warn you? Did nobody give you any advice? Didn't someone tell you, look, this is wrong? And they will say, no, the people told us. On the day of judgment, you can't lie. So they'll say, no, the people came, warners came, they warned us, they told us, they advised us, but we denied them. We told them, you are liars. We told them, you don't know anything. وَقَالُوا لَوْ نَسْمَعُ وَنَعْقِلُ مَا كُنَّا فِيهَا سَبِيلًا. And they themselves will say that if we had any sense, in the world we thought we were very clever. We thought we were very intelligent, we were very clever. You know, we had found these ways out. All these ways of trying to justify haram, of trying to do wrong, we thought we had all these ways covered. And we had found these loopholes all over the place. But really we were not clever. If we had been clever, would we have found ourselves among the people of Jahannam? They will say, فَاعْتَرَفُوا بِذَنْبِهِمْ. And they will make اعتراف of their sin. They will accept and own up to their sin. فَهْسُوْقَلْ لِيَسْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. Literally, my translation of that is, go to hell. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, go to the people of Jahannam, go into Jahannam. May Allah protect us from this. This is the first part of what Imam Hasan al-Basri rahmatullahi said. I am not concerned about my sustenance. Does not mean we don't work. We do our work, alhamdulillah. But we don't stress ourselves out. We will not do anything wrong. We will not go out of the way. And we will not do things which we know displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No khalt marat, no mixing of haram and halal. No playing games with Allah. No finding loopholes. Stick to the straight and narrow. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guaranteed you sustenance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, what I have written for you, nobody can take. What I have not written for you, nobody can give you. And if you accept what I have written for you, I will free you from faqr, from begging. I will free you from need. And if you do not accept what I have written for you, then I will make you chase this thing, this dream and this hirs and this greed of yours, like a wild animal runs in the forest. And at the end of the day, and Allah said, I will exhaust you in that. You will get completely tired. You will get heart attacks. You will get strokes. You will fall down flat out of stress. And at the end of that, you will still get only what I have written for you. Right? This is the translation of Hadith Qudsi. So that is not going to get you. All of that, this running behind all kinds of greed and whatnot and all these games and plays, is not going to get 1 cent more. Work hard, deliver quality, work to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, work as a matter of pride in your work and say, Alhamdulillah, this is my work, so it must be the best possible. But no stress and no worry and no, you know, figure what will happen to me tomorrow. I don't even know if I will be here tomorrow. What will happen to me tomorrow is what I must think in terms of what will happen to me when I meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tomorrow. That is the tomorrow that we need to think about. Not the tomorrow of this dunya. What will happen to me when I meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu tomorrow? That is the tomorrow which is sure. This tomorrow of this dunya is not sure. May come, may not come. Inshallah, bismillah ta'ala, we'll see more in the next few days. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to benefit from the advice of our buzurgs, from the advice of our elders. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless them and to fill their qubur with nur. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.